I have no conflict of interest. Okay, so welcome everyone. Hi, my name is Tiffany Billmeyer, and I'm a research study coordinator in the Division of Community Medicine, Department of Family and Community Medicine at UT Southwestern in Dallas, Texas. This study was a pilot study conducted by a family medicine resident as part of the Community Action Research Experience, which is the CARE program, which is a community-based track where residents do community-based participatory research as part of their residency program. So it was done by Dr. Henizaki, and she was not able to be here today. She actually had a baby last week, so I'm here presenting for her. So here's just an outline of the presentation. I'll just give a little background on the South Asian population, then discuss the study objectives, methods, results, and conclusions. So according to the U.S. Census, there were 33.5 million foreign-born adults in the United States in 2003. 6% of this population was from South Asia, which, as you know, these countries include Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Bhutan most often. South Asians make up the third largest Asian subgroup, and there's been a 106% increase in the population from 1990 to 2000. Research is lacking on this subgroup, particularly because they're often combined with the Asian population as a whole, even though there are several cultural differences that exist among the Asian subpopulations. Although South Asians who immigrated to the U.S. prior to the 1980s have been characterized as having higher levels of education and income, recent research has shown that more recent immigrants have a much lower socioeconomic status and share similar barriers to accessing healthcare as other immigrants groups. These may include lower rates of health insurance, lower utilization, screening rates, quality of care compared to U.S.-born counterparts. So, based on this review of the literature, we decided to conduct a pilot study to look at the population in Dallas, the Dallas community. So the objectives of the study were to describe the degree of access to healthcare the South Asian population in Dallas receives, and determine the barriers that affect healthcare access and experience among this population. This was a cross-sectional study. It was conducted in 7 community centers in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. The participants, they just had to, inclusion criteria was over 18 years of age and self-reporting South Asian immigrant or non-immigrant status. And it was a self-administered survey based on the following 2 studies right here. And the study was approved by the UT Southwestern Institutional Review Board. Recruitment was by word of mouth and flyers throughout the community center. And the survey was conducted in English. Just a little bit more about the survey. It looked at demographic characteristics, socioeconomic characteristics, health insurance, whether it was private, public, no health insurance, and health insurance type, whether it was self or family coverage or just child coverage. Healthcare utilization, which was the number of doctor's visits a year and where they went, and the potential barriers to care. Mainly the question assessing potential barriers to care was whether they skipped doctor's visits and why. The analysis was conducted using SAS 9.2. There were descriptive statistics used to describe the characteristics, and chi-squared and Fisher exact tests were performed to measure associations among the different variables. So on to the results. So table 1 just reports demographic and socioeconomic characteristics of the population. The average age was 41, standard deviation was 12.6. The population was mostly female and mostly born in India. 30% of the population lived in the U.S. from 11 to 20 years. 85% reported good or excellent English proficiency, and 86% reported having a college degree or post-college education. The population reported high income levels, with almost 50% of the population reporting over $76,000 annually, and I believe it was close to 80% that was over $50,000 annually. Just some more characteristics here. 81% of the population reported good, very good, or excellent health status. Almost 68% was currently employed. Over 50%, so about 55%, reported family coverage for insurance. 63% reported private insurance. We also assessed their knowledge of Medicaid and Parkland Health Plus insurance based on the previous research reporting that there may be a lack of access and health insurance plans among this population. Parkland Health Plus is actually a county health insurance plan in Dallas. We found that over 50% did not know about Medicare, and almost 80% reported no knowledge of Parkland Health Plus. Then we also asked them the number of annual visits, and about 50% reported 1 to 2 visits a year. So our first objective was to describe the degree of access of healthcare among the population. We wanted to determine whether there was an association between health status and number of annual doctor's visits, as well as the association between health insurance and number of visits. We did not find a significant association between health status and the number of visits, but we did find an association between health insurance and the number of visits. And then for our second objective, we asked respondents what barriers existed in addressing healthcare and reasons why they skipped the doctor's appointments. So we found that 10% skipped doctor's appointments due to cost, and almost 19% due to time. We also asked whether language, gender, religion, or transportation were an issue, and they did not say that that impacted their decision on skipping visits. So since we found cost and time to be barriers, we wanted to see if employment had an association with time, and income had an association with cost. So as you can see here, we did not find a significant association between employment and skipping doctor's visits due to time. And here we did find a significant association between skipping doctor's visits due to cost. So, based on our results, we found that few barriers existed among this population. Further research is needed in order to address what types of healthcare was utilized. So when we measured healthcare utilization, we asked the number of visits per year, but we didn't ask what types of doctor's appointments that they went to. We don't know if these were annual physicals or preventive screenings, or if they went to a doctor because they were sick. There are the references, and here's the full citation. And that's it.